All right, please turn with me to Lord's Day 48, which is still found on page 47. Going through each of the petitions or the clauses of the Lord's Prayer, and so we come to the phrase, "Your kingdom come." So what do we mean when we confess that, when we pray that as a church? So please respond to the question. What is the second petition? Your kingdom come, that is, so govern us by your word and spirit that we submit ourselves to you always more and more. Preserve and increase your church. Destroy the works of the devil, every power that exalts itself against you, and all wicked devices formed against your holy word, until your fullness of your kingdom be all in all. Amen. I know we confess or we pray together the Lord's Prayer at times throughout our services, but that small phrase, "Your kingdom come," is very significant. It's very, there's a lot that is said. We think about it, praying that God's kingdom would come. Well, what are we talking about? Because isn't the kingdom already here? Didn't Jesus preach the kingdom of God is among you? Didn't he say, repent and believe, for the kingdom of God is at hand? Well, yes, we believe the kingdom is here and is now. But what is the kingdom? To put it in short, it's his reign and rule as creator and redeemer. It's his reign as the redeemer of his people. Now, where does God's or Christ's reign as redeemer most seen? In the church, right? The church is made up of individuals, families, communities, a body of people who have been redeemed, who have been called out of darkness into his marvelous light. And so, when we pray, "Your kingdom come," what we're praying is for the fullness of the kingdom of Jesus Christ to come. Because yes, the kingdom is here on earth through the church, through the preaching of the gospel. But we obviously see a great deal of wickedness, of unbelievers, of disasters, natural evil, like all kinds of horrible things that happen. You know, thieves, you know, robbery, looting, you know, all kinds of evil wickedness still occur. And so we are not intended to understand that the kingdom is here in the sense that it's fully here. No. The fullness of the kingdom will come when Jesus comes back, when he returns and wipes away all of his enemies, all of sin, and brings his people home. And so we are praying for the destruction of the works of the devil. We're praying against those and any of those who oppose God, who want to squash the church, who want to silence Christians, who want to persecute them, and because ultimately, they're not really attacking the individual Christians. They're really attacking Christ. They're really attacking his rule and his reign as their creator and as a redeemer of all who come to him in faith. And so, but when we pray this, we can be discouraged by saying, "Oh man, there's so many horrible things that are going on in our country, in our world, and you know, where is God? Where is God working in all of this?" The Catechism doesn't just point to some, you know, vague understanding of what it means to pray, "Your kingdom come." It goes to you. Does Christ reign over your life? Because Christ, if you are a believer, you are under his gracious reign. You have been redeemed. You're covered in his blood. You have been made right with him. And you are to live under his reign, his kingdom. And so the Catechism first points out our lives don't belong to us. You are not your own, but you belong to your faithful Savior, Jesus Christ. And so because we don't belong to ourselves, we belong to Christ, how we are to live. And the Catechism points out, you by We are to be governed by the Word and Spirit. The Word works through the Spirit. The Spirit inspired the Word. So the Word and Spirit they go hand in hand. And so we submit ourselves to you more and more, which is a way of saying that we have a lot of room to grow as Christians, right? We have a lot of room to mature. And there's that promise that he who began a good work in you will see it to completion, right? Christ is the one who sought you, who bought you, who claimed you as his own, and you came to him in faith. But he who started a good work is going to see you through to the finish line. And so our job, our calling is to be governed by the Word of God, by the Spirit of God, and to submit to him more and more. And these are the prayers that we are to have, and this is what we are actually saying when we pray this, when we pray that your kingdom come. To destroy the works of the devil, every power that exalts against you, all wicked devices formed against your holy word, and anything and anyone that goes against Christ's reign. I mean, we could talk about a lot of things that go against, you know, God's word. Anything that contradicts his word, right? But you can fill in the blanks with what all those examples of what those are. And how long are we to pray this? And the catechism finishes, until the fullness of your kingdom come, wherein you shall be all in all. We sing this at the end of services, our services sometimes, and we all know this by heart. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise him, all creatures here below. You know that hymn is really taking language from the Psalms, especially I'm thinking of Psalm 148. You know, those last few Psalms in the Psalter is all about praise to God. And not just among believers, among the church, among the redeemed. The heart of every believer, every psalmist, is that God be praised everywhere. All of creation, all nations would come to praise him. Praise the Lord, all his angels, all his hosts. Praise him, sun and moon. Praise him, all you stars of light. Praise him, you heavens of earth and you waters above the earth. And then it goes down into the animals, the beasts and all the cattle, the creeping things and flying fowl. And then verse 11 is very interesting. Kings of all the earth and all peoples, princes and all judges of the earth, both young men and maidens, old men and children, let them praise the name of the Lord. For his name alone is exalted. His glory is above the heaven and the earth. And it concludes with a simple phrase, praise the Lord, everything, everyone, all nations. So that's how long we pray this prayer. That's how long we desire for Christ to come back until God is praised everywhere. And so us reaching out as in our evangelism, in our testimony, as missionaries, we seek for God to be worshipped where he is not worshipped. And that's going to be the continual work of the church until all of creation praises him. Right? And that's really where our hearts are locked in. That's where our hope truly lies. And so let's conclude our teaching at this point.